I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. Israel said Monday it had terminated the agreement facilitating the work of the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, the main aid provider in Gaza, in what appeared to be a step to implement legislation passed last month that would sever ties with the agency and prevent it from operating in Israel. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Israel says the agency known as UNRWA has been infiltrated by Hamas. UNRWA denies the allegations, and it says it's taking measures to ensure its neutrality. On Sunday, Israel said its troops had carried out a ground raid into Syria to seize a Syrian it accuses of working with Iran. It was the first time in the current war that Israel announced its troops operated in Syrian territory. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris made her closing pitch for the U.S. presidency at an historic black church and to Arab Americans in Battleground, Michigan, Sunday, while her Republican rival, former President Donald Trump, embraced violent rhetoric at a rally in Pennsylvania. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
In Pennsylvania, where Trump survived an assassination attempt in July, the former president on Sunday frequently abandoned his teleprompter with off-the-cuff remarks. At one point, he complained about gaps in the bulletproof glass surrounding him and mused that an assassin would have to shoot through the news media to hit him.
And to get me, somebody would have to shoot through the fake news, and I don't mind that so much.
Meanwhile, Harris on Sunday was in the swing state of Michigan. She first spoke to parishioners at a historically black church in Detroit before heading on to a rally in East Lansing. Data from the University of Florida's election lab showed that more than 78 million Americans have already voted early. That's nearly half of the total votes that were cast in 2020, in which U.S. voter turnout was the highest in more than a century.
That was Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reporting.